Helena Agri System, Lucre Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the Denison State Bank, and by Giant Communications.
Come on! Here we go! Sectional playoff football!
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
It's Friday night, and we are feeling so right here on MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake and Boz, Seth Tollefson, Kurt Kilman, Ray Penning's not here tonight, but he's been here throughout the year, Buzz.
Yeah, he's just not here tonight.
Colin Feldkamp. Man, we got a crew tonight.
Yeah, we do.
We got a crew, and man, were some games on fire tonight.
What else? What would you expect? Like playoff football.
Playoffs. Let's go. All right, you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We will be joined in progress here in just a little bit with Care Country 93.7, a barn burner going on right now in Atchison. Last we knew, it was 47-42, Tonganoxie leading Atchison in the fourth quarter. So they will join us here in progress here in a little bit, Boz. But the Phoenix, they're on the ropes.
Well, shootout.
4A.
Yeah, that was a big game. We talked about it last week. How could Atchison, could they really compete against a really good team? And they answered it, no question, tonight. See if they can get the win, though.
All right. But aside from that game, we're missing one other game that we think is still in progress as well. But what we've got so far, Boz, go ahead, give us those scores.
Hey, we don't have a whole lot of scores tonight. Not a lot of teams still playing, but here's what we got. Axtell continue their streak.
Ooh.
They took care of Osborne tonight, which I thought,
tell me about it.
Hey, that might be a close game. Osborne might be able to give him a run.
Yeah.
Axtell just, no way.
Nah, not happening.
Axtell knocks him out of the playoffs 54-6.
37 straight wins for the Eagles. Bots are flying high.
They are. They just continue to roll. Super impressed with this Axtell team. Another game. I'm not shocked at the win. I'm shocked at the score.
Oh, what's that?
JCN absolutely throttled Opie.
Dude.
52 zip.
Who's that?
JCN.
Who was it again? Come on.
The Chargers.
The Chargers.
I was waiting for it.
My dark horse team, preseason. JCN, a team that was getting no love preseason.
Well, the way they did it. Oh, my gosh. Opie's a legit football team.
Very
perennial
legit.
Power. Every year, they've got fantastic teams. Opie shuts them out.
Or JCN shuts
Opie
out.
Other way around,
Come on now.
Just unbelievable the way they took care of business tonight. And Opie, they were averaging 31 points a game.
Yeah.
And JCN shuts them out. We'll talk more about that
later. We will get into that.
Yeah. Another score we got, Valley Heights, they fall tonight to a good Medicine Lodge team. I don't know if Fluke heard that final score. That's his stomping grounds.
His old stomping grounds, Medicine Lodge.
Yeah, they took it to Valley Heights a little bit tonight, 48-30. So Valley Heights, their season comes to an end, but fantastic season, big run for Valley Heights.
Yeah.
Sabetha, they knock off Humboldt tonight.
That was a game early.
It was close game early. Sabetha just too much, though, down the stretch. They defeat Humboldt 49-18.
Take care of business when you need to.
Taking care of business. Another game that was close
that
early.
Was the Cubs, by the way.
The Humboldt Cubs.
The Cubs.
Yeah. Well, moving on, another game here. Nemaha Central.
Thunder.
They were tested.
They were.
First half was close. They gave up.
They were up 26-20, or 26-7. Then the next thing we knew was 26-20.
Yeah. Osage City scored points.
Indians.
Nemaha had not seen points scored on them.
No.
But they get the win. Nemaha defeats Osage City 53-27.
Some pick sixes in that fourth quarter, my friend.
Things turn around, kickoff return for a touchdown. They completely flipped the script from the first half.
For sure.
So they get the win. Nemaha Central moves on. Another score here. This one surprises me. Holton.
Oh, come on.
It does. Here's the thing. Big rivalry. When you get into playoffs, it seems like Holton's faced Frontenac a lot.
Yeah.
So some history there.
I will say, a week ago, I kind of scoffed at you when you said 10 years ago. And
that's right. Come on.
I was like, that wasn't 10 years ago this rivalry started. Well, it was 9, so I apologize.
Yeah.
9 years
ago. It was close. We were close.
Rounding it up.
But they defeated. Holton defeated Frontenac 35-22.
Let's go.
So Holton moves. And the reason I say I was surprised a little bit, the history there.
Right.
Holton, they're playing really good football right now. But they played a really good game last week against Wellsville.
Best they played all year.
Yeah, sometimes you have that big game, ramped up for it, and then you have a letdown game. But they did not do that tonight. Holton knocks off Frontenac. They move on to sub-state.
Yeah.
35-22 of Frontenac.
Final score just came in?
Final. No, we're still waiting for Frankfurt-Hanover.
No, I mean, but a final score
a
just
final
came.
Score, okay. Yes. A final score.
Who we got?
Tough one.
No. No!
The Phoenix fall.
The Phoenix! No!
They fall to Tonganoxie in a shootout.
Okay.
57-50.
Holy cow.
Man,
what a game.
What a ball game. The Phoenix, they can hold their heads high. They
no doubt, man.
Heck of a season.
I mean, that Tonganoxie team, we were doing our production meeting yesterday, and it was one common opponent between the two. Ottawa.
Yep.
And Ottawa just got dismantled by Tonganoxie twice. Atchison yeah. played him in the first game of the year and struggled. So on paper, you're thinking, oh, this might not be a good game by the Phoenix.
Well, it was. You look at the score. I mean, Atchison defeated Ottawa. Again, his first game of the season, but 48-42. It was a really close game.
Close game.
But first game, you know, everybody's figuring things out that early. But the way their season progressed, they did what they needed to do in the league. They just marched through league play. The one thing, and we'll get into stuff later.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Quarterback Trey Carter. We're going to talk about him.
Shout
a
out
bit.
Trey Carter.
Yeah, fantastic season.
All right, so we still need Frankfurt, Hanover.
Got it.
You did.
Just came in. Frankfurt, they defeat Hanover 38-12.
All right.
So Frankfurt moves on.
Your team, that your was, dark horse.
That was my team.
They're the ones that are going to be taking on the 37-game winning streak, Axel Eagles, next week.
Tall task.
Hey, but they get it done tonight. That was a close game. First game this year, Hanover, they didn't even show up. It was a home game for them. They barely came across the track to take on Frankfurt early in the season.
Yeah.
Tonight, different story. Again, yeah. It's tough to beat a team twice.
It is. It is. And that's the thing. You know, Frankfurt, they're playing good football. They have been for a while. A couple slip-ups throughout the season. But, man, you got to love it if you're Frankfurt. You're moving on again in the playoffs. You have – here's the thing I looked at always uh-huh. a coach's perspective. Like, you want a shot at the best.
Yes.
And that's what they're going
to
get.
What do you say, Boz? If you want to be the best,
you got
to
beat
got to beat the best. Well, that's a task that Frankfurt, congratulations, Wildcats. You're in a sub-state title game.
Moving on.
And you got to beat the best if you want to be the best. You know what time it is, Boz?
What time is it?
We've given you tonight's scores and even some insights from our area games of the week. Now, we want to hear from you. It's time for Friday Night Highlights on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Friday Night Highlights, the segment that has just progressively gotten better throughout
yeah.
the season. It's time for your calls. The Giant Communications Hotline, it's open for you right now. 785-547-3461. 785-547-3461, the Giant Communications Hotline. Give us a call and you can... You can go ahead and tell us about the game you were at and tell us exactly why you're wanting to talk about your team. So give us a call, 785-547-3461. While we're waiting, as the phones are heating up, Boz, go ahead and give us our scores one more time.
All right, here's what we got. Final scores on the night. Frankfurt, they defeat Hanover 38-12. They're moving on in the playoffs. Axel takes care of business. They defeat Osborne 54-6. JCN, absolutely on fire tonight. They took it to Olpe 52-0. Big time win for JCN. First time they're moving on to sub-state in school history. Congratulations to the Chargers.
The Chargers,
baby. Wait, there it is. All right. Valley Heights, fortunately, they fall tonight to Medicine Lodge 48-30.
Yep.
Sabetha gets the win over Humboldt, 49-18.
They go to hibernation, my friend.
They are. They're going to hibernate till next season. That's right. Let's see. Nemaha Central gets the victory over Osage City, 53-27. Holton knocks off Frontenac, 35-22. And Atchison, close game, but they fall to Tonganoxie tonight, 57-50.
All right. Those are your scores for tonight's contest. We had nine local teams playing tonight.
Can you believe that? Northeast Kansas.
Shout
football.
Out, buddy.
Come on.
Northeast Kansas showing out, showing up, and just doing what Northeast Kansas sports does. Year in, year out. This is what we look for every single year. This is the Friday Night Highlights segment presented by Giant Communications. The hotline is open for you, 785. Again, I'm going to start saying it
slower.
Say
it slow. Say it slow.
547-3461. Is that slow enough?
That was good.
Okay, good.
That was good.
All right. Giant Communications, when you need fast, reliable internet, look no further than Giant Communications for rural, residential. Doesn't matter where you're at. Commercial, phones, or internet, go to giantcomm.net. And you can just type in your address, Boz. It's as easy as it is. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines right now. And Boz, maybe one of our favorites calling in already. Grandpa Gary, are you there?
I'm here.
Right on.
Grandpa Gary, we're so glad, Gary, you calling in consistently like you've been doing. But it's easy to call in when your team keeps on winning, huh?
Oh, yeah, 52-0, woo-hoo.
That's right.
Great
So this is something, Gary, I'm sure you know this already, but for the folks that are listening that maybe don't quite know it, this is 2 weeks in a row that JCN has picked up their first win ever against an opponent, and they've done it in the postseason and done it convincingly. How excited are you right now?
Oh, I'm excited. Man, they skunked both Centralia and Opie in this. It's been great.
A couple teams,
great game.
Gary, a couple teams that score the ball pretty often in Centralia and Opie. What is clicking right now from your perspective as you're sitting there in the stands checking, watching your grandson and seeing the way they're playing?
Well, actually, I was down on the field taking pictures, but they had, we've got such a well-rounded offense, and that line is just tremendous. You know, they can't hardly not make at least 2 or 3 yards every time they get a hold of the ball.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah. No doubt, Gary. As you're looking now, I know that there is a big game on the horizon next week, making a long trip down to Pittsburgh.
Well, I was hoping that we'd get the home show, but I guess not. this really ought to be the championship game because we're rated. They were first and we were second. So I wish that would have been in 2 weeks and not just the way the way it falls, though.
That's right. Well, Gary, I'm assuming you want to nominate somebody right now. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Ethan. However, Connor Kearns had another great game this week. So can I vote for two people?
Absolutely, you can.
Yeah, you let Boz is the one that picks the winner every week, Gary. You got to twist his arm.
Okay. Well, yeah. Of course, Grandpa Gary wants his grandson Ethan, but Connor Kearns had a really good game, and Grady Knoll had a good game, and they all did. You know, when you score that many touchdowns, everybody gets a piece of the pie.
Well, that seems to be what happens, right? Whenever Coach Jeff Schneider joined us last week, he really talked about the diversity of this team. Well, Grandpa Gary, I hope we get to talk to you again next Friday as well. Not as far of a drive home for you tonight, I don't think, but thanks for listening as always, and thanks for calling in.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, that was Grandpa Gary Boss. He's just one of my favorites.
Well, we had trouble getting people calling in, and he's been a regular. He calls in and tells us what's going on. And here's the thing, Ethan Knoll, obviously his grandson, but what you love about that, he's excited about the team. He's excited about what JCN's doing. He mentioned how balanced that team is, and we're going to dig into JCN a little bit later, but he's absolutely right. I mean, this JCN team is stacked across the board.
And they're clicking on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you said, we're going to dive into that in just a little bit. Well, that was a game in 1A, Boz. We're going to jump to Class 3A now and talk Holton football. Mark, are you there?
I am here. How you doing, Jake?
Mark, it's been a great evening of some high school sports. I know you want to talk some Holton Wildcat football, a little HNF. The floor is yours, sir.
Hey, buddy, thank you. You know, I've watched for the last several weeks, and you can just see how this team is gelling. It's truly playing true Holton football like we are used to seeing Holton football. They're grinding it out, keeping it on the ground. It's just a wonder to see, and it's a great thing to see.
No doubt.
I mean, I couldn't be more proud of the boys, but I got to give credit to Frontenac. They were a tough team, and you could just see we were just wearing them down. We just out-physicaled them tonight.
I mean, and that's kind of what we talked about last week, Mark, with the Wellsville game for Holton was they're not used to playing a team like this, but Frontenac, they've seen Holton. Boz and I have talked about that, how this is kind of a postseason rivalry. You know, when you know what the team across the way is going to do, what was different tonight?
We just controlled the line of scrimmage. And once again, it seemed like when we needed a third and long or something, we would just grind it out and get it. They just couldn't stop it on that.
A lot of times, I mean, Boz and I were able to watch the game on the Holton channel tonight. And once again, Boz and I had some fun.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Getting to watch every game or listening to every game across our networks tonight. But and a couple of different times, Eli Hallauer tonight, Mark Pruitt, I felt like maybe had the best game of his career.
He had a wonderful game. Yeah, he did. Whenever we need the long run, whenever somebody needs to break it, it seemed like, boom, there he was. He was down the sideline streaking.
And then Abbott Hundley really showed up as well. We're talking about all these runners, Mark. We talked last week about the offensive line of Holton. Can they do it back-to-back weeks? I think they did, didn't they?
Like I said, I think that they're gelling. I mean, from watching them the last few weeks, I did miss the first two games of the season because I was out of town, haven't missed one since. And it's just, you can just see them coming along. They're maturing. They're coming together as a team. And, you know, the sky's the limit for them. They keep doing what they're doing, and I think we can go all the way.
All right, Mark, before I let you go, I got one final thing for you. Next week.
Yes, sir.
At Hayden, a rematch, and we talked about postseason rivalry. How about just rivalry in general? This is a team and a matchup that in week 7, Holton thinks that they had a really good shot to win that game if they don't turn the ball over inside the 10 twice. What are you expecting next Friday at Hayden?
Next Friday, I'm expecting another physical game, and I think that, as you said, we should have won that game, I believe, last time we played them, and I think that we are going to do it this next week.
All right, Mark, thank you as always for listening, for calling in. Appreciate it, and hope we get to chat with you next week as well.
All right, we'll talk to you, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Mark Pruitt calling about some Holton football that time, Bozzy. The Cats, a big-time home win tonight going back to the sub-state round.
It is. That's a really good win, and like Mr. Pruitt said, Holton really playing some good football right now. And this is a typical Holton football team. You might see them early in the season struggle a little bit. It's a complex offense. You're running the wishbone. Your linemen have to all be in sync. They have to know who's blocking. Coach Barta talks about it all the time. You got to put a hat on a hat, get your block, and then we can run the ball and do whatever we want. Early in the season, guys learning. You know, they replaced a lot of guys from last year's team, and you can see that progression from week one through tonight. They're coming together. They're knowing their blocking schemes. They're doing a really good job. Offensive line, from what we saw, they're getting guys downfield. They're blocking guys at the second level.
Yeah.
And that's what's really, in my opinion, has led to their success last 2 weeks.
Well, one big run we saw from Eli Hallauer, we watched the replay on the Holton channel, and you said, watch this block right here. And it was 15 yards downfield that sprung it for Eli Hallauer.
Trevor Barnett got downfield, got a block. Yeah, it was 15 yards down the field.
Shout out to the neighborhood kid.
That's right.
Circleville.
Yeah. Circleville. If he doesn't get that block, then instead of it being a touchdown run, it's still a good game.
It's a first down.
Yeah, first down run, but that's it.
Yeah.
Those downfield blocks are everything.
Big time games. We're going to get into them more in depth. Welcome, Care Country, to the MSC Sports Radio Network's coverage of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We got to take our first break here tonight. Again, you're hanging out with Jake and Boz on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're back after this.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare.
At Edward Jones, we know that a job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security.
Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events.
To learn more, call myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha.
Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Don't let your internet connection fall short this season. As the leaves change and the temperature drops, it's the perfect time to cozy up and enjoy blazing fast internet. When you switch to the high-speed internet service this fall, you'll receive a free month of service. Say goodbye to slow, unreliable connections, and hello to streaming, gaming, and working from home with ease. Embrace the season of change with Change for the Better at Giant Communications. This offer available for a limited time, so you better act fast. Visit GiantCOMM.net for all details for the Fall into Savings promotion going on right now at Giant Communications.
Sectional round, playoff football in the books. We ask you every week, was your team doing the rocking or what, Buzz?
Or were they getting rocked?
There you go.
I'm with you now.
That's a redemption from last week.
Let's go. I got it right.
Every week we ask you, was your team doing the rocking or were they getting rocked? Coming into segment number two. Here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hi.
Hello.
And we want to talk to some more people.
Yes, I love it.
We got teams going to some state. Tell me, who won tonight? What are the scores?
Scores. Frankfurt defeats Hanover 38-12. Axtell, another big win for them, 54-6 over Osborne.
37 straight.
JCN, they get a massive win over Opie, 52-0.
My team.
Shuts them out.
My team.
Yeah, Opie averaging 31 points a game. JCN Shut defense
out.
Said no, not tonight.
Not tonight.
Medicine Lodge, they get the victory over Valley Heights tonight, 48-30. Sabetha, in a close one early, they end up pulling out the victory, 49-18 over Humboldt.
Northeast Kansas, buddy.
Let's go.
That's it.
Nemaha Central gets the win, 53-27 over Osage City. Another close game, relatively close game.
Northeast Kansas.
Yep. And Holton, they get the win over Frontenac 35-22.
What was that I said a second ago?
Northeast Kansas?
Northeast Kansas.
Let's go. And the tough one tonight, Atchison, they fall to Tonganoxie 57-50.
The Phoenix, I'm still going to be excited for them, though.
Well, they keep saying it, the Phoenix.
The Phoenix.
Great season.
Great season by them. Just, again, we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about them here in just a second. But a tough one. That's a good Tonganoxie team.
Yeah, Tonganoxie is really good. And, you know, we had talked when we were doing our prep how, you know, everybody talks about the league and Atchison. Can they compete at a high level? They're going against an opponent in Tonganoxie, number two ranked Tonganoxie. You could very easily argue that Tonganoxie, their schedule, their league, much more difficult week in, week out.
Yeah.
But Atchison give them everything that they wanted tonight.
Yeah.
Almost just couldn't quite get the win, but man, what a heck of a game.
Great game. You heard that on 93.7. Tom, Gus, great job as always with that game. Hey, Friday Night Highlights is a continuing segment, right?
Yes, it is.
So give us a call. If you were at any of these games that we're talking about tonight, before we go into our in-depth look at them, give us a call. Be a Mark, be a Grandpa Gary. Give us a shout. Chat with us really for a few minutes. Tell us about the game you were at. What was great about it? And if you're a team that fell tonight, tell us why it was a great season for your team. Because even losses in sectional round, Boz, still a good season.
Yep.
No matter what. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. You can talk to Seth. You can talk to Kurt briefly. They'll put you on hold. We'll get you right on the air with Boz and I. 785-547-3461. 785-547-3461. That is the phone number. Giant Communications Hotline is available for you. Join the show. Talk about your team. It's your opportunity. Again, we're excited for all the teams that are moving on. We're excited for the teams, even if they fell tonight, because they had great seasons.
Yeah.
So give us a call. When you need fast, reliable internet, look no further than Giant Communications, online at giantcomm.net. Just type in your address. They can give you what you need.
Well, we talked briefly about Atchison. I told you we were going to dig into this one a little bit. Atchison, heck of a season. Keep your heads held high. Really, really good season. But one thing I wanted to bring up, we kind of did our prep the other day, and going into this, quarterback Trey Carter, fantastic season. Going into the game tonight, I'm not sure what his stats were tonight, but he had thrown for 1,876 yards with 24 touchdowns through the air.
Yeah.
He also added 540 rushing yards with another 8 touchdowns, 32 touchdowns on the season for Trey Carter. And I mean, you know
that tonight he balled out too. You don't hang 50 and don't sling it around the yard.
I mean, he needed 124 yards to break 2,000 on the season. I mean, that's just
nuts.
Heck of a season. I know Trey Carter, he'd give it all up if they won tonight to could move on.
Sure.
But, man, shout out to Trey Carter. Really, really good season.
And just great athletes around him. He had some good receivers. They've been in and out of the top 30 across all classifications this year as well.
Yep.
But shout out to, let's do it one more time.
The
here.
Phoenix!
The Phoenix! Great season by Atchison, 10-1. They end their season in a tough one, 57-50. They fall to Tonganoxie. Let's get back to the callers, Boz, as we head out west. We got somebody who wants to talk about the 37-game winning streak. Axel Eagles. Brian, are you there?
Hello.
Brian, how are you, my friend? You want to talk some Axel Eagle football, yeah?
Well, it was a really dominating defensive game for Axel.
And that's something, Brian, that I feel like Boz and I talk week in, week out. We've seen Axel twice in person, and both times the defense is so dominant. What is it with this Eagle team that's trying to not just go undefeated again, but try and three-peat this year, Brian?
Yeah, it's just they're a real close-knit group. They just play together really well tonight. They gave up that 6 points, and then their defense just dominated the rest of the game.
It's almost like they saw that 6 points on the board and said, no more.
Yeah, they did. They just come out and they just shut them down.
Brian, you talk about this is a close-knit group, and this is a crew that Boz and I have talked about it again week in, week out, that they're pretty athletic, but there's some size on this Axel team that you typically don't see on an 8-man football team. What's the limit here for this Axel Eagle team?
What'd you say now?
I said, what's the limit for this team this year?
Well, if they win this next game, Frankfurt, they should repeat.
I agree with you.
Championship. Yeah.
I agree with you.
They only have two. Well, you know, they play really well, but they only put two up front, and the rest of them, you know, the rest of them just help out on tackling.
No
but
doubt.
This is the dominating game tonight.
No doubt. Brian, do you have a nominee of anybody that stuck out to you tonight from Axel for our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball?
Yeah, Sawyer Dieters and Grant Bushing, if I could nominate both of them.
Absolutely.
Really played really well.
Some studs on the offensive and defensive line right there. Brian, thanks so much for listening, and thanks for calling in. And fly, Eagles, fly. Is that what you say out there, yeah?
Yeah, that's what we say.
All right, Brian, thanks for listening, and we'll chat maybe next week, all right?
All right, thank you now.
All right, that was Brian from Axtell. And, Boz, first time we've been hearing from Axtell this year. 37-game win streak. He was excited about that defense.
Yeah, you got to be. I mean, that defense has been amazing all season long. I think you're right, Jake. Team puts a points on the board, and they just, no, what's going on?
We done.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
This game over.
I mean, they just continue every single week just to destroy,
you know,
opponents.
I mean, at some point, you think a chink's going to get in the armor, don't you?
You would think.
You would think. But I don't think. Coach Detweiler has got this group to a new level. I mean, it's one thing to go 13-0 and win state. That's a great accomplishment. It's another thing to go 26-0, win two straight.
Yeah.
Now you're 37-0, Boz, trying to three-peat.
Well, I think it's a Coach Detweiler, what he's doing with that team. It would be very difficult to have that streak going and have the success they've had, and the challenge is keeping the guys grounded.
Sure.
And focusing on the next game and not looking at how far can we get this streak or can we get back to another state title game. It's focus day in, day out, getting better, working hard. And Coach Detweiler, obviously, he's got those kids 100% focused on the job at hand, and that's whatever that game is on Friday night.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, it's next man up, next game up mentality, and you know, we'll talk about Frankfurt, their opponent. Brian mentioned it on the call. He said,
if we get
past Frankfurt next week, and I agree with him.
Yes.
Next week's game is going to be way different than the first time they played this season. Well, we're going to have to dive into that here in just a second.
All right, we'll get to it in a little bit.
All right, we were talking Atchison High a second ago. The phone line's still open for you right now, 785-547-3461. That's 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline is available for you. Give us a call. You could be our next caller on the air. Talk about the game you were at here this evening. Online at giantcomm.net. When you need fast, reliable internet, look no further than Giant Communications. They can get you a phone, internet for your home or your business. Just trust the best in the biz. We're going to take one more time out. When we come back, we're going to be looking at 3A all the way down for what happened tonight and what's up to come. And we've got recaps from our area games of the week. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz, Seth, Kurt, all on a Friday night. Come back with us after this.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel
hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Dennison State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster.
We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make to preparing for and playing in the games they love. And speaking of commitment, that's what Denison State Bank promises to its customers. A commitment to great service, competitive pricing, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Denison State Bank in Holcomb, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. And online at bsbks.com. Member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Don't let your internet connection fall short this season. As the leaves change and the temperature drops, it's the perfect time to cozy up and enjoy blazing fast internet. When you switch to the high-speed internet service this fall, you'll receive a free month of service. Say goodbye to slow, unreliable connections, and hello to streaming, gaming, and working from home with ease. Embrace the season of change with change for the better at Giant Communications. This offer available for a limited time, so you better act fast. Visit GiantCOMM.net for all details for the Fall into Savings promotion going on right now at Giant Communications.
Boz and I sat around, I don't know, for 45 minutes one day trying to find our music. I got to say, Boz picks some good music.
Let's go. Yeah, we got some good music.
Hey, welcome back to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. We got Seth here. We got Captain Kirk Kilman still here. It's a full crew here on a Friday night. And why shouldn't it be, Boz? It's sectional playoffs. Man. Substates next week.
It's exciting. I love it. You get down to this time of the season, it just the feels a little different.
All right, let's get into our scores one more time, my friend.
All right, scores from tonight. Frankfurt defeated Hanover 38-12. Axtell, they get the win over Osborne 54-6. JCN flat out took it to Olpe tonight 52-0. Big win for JCN. Medicine Lodge, they defeated Valley Heights tonight 48-30. Sabetha gets the victory over Humboldt 49-18. Nemaha Central, they get the victory over Osage City 53-27.
The Thunder Rolls.
Thunder Rolls. Holton, they defeated Frontenac 35-22. And Atchison, the Phoenix.
Phoenix!
They fall tonight to Tonganoxie 57-50.
You know, we said we were going to do Phoenix last time as the last time. You just can't not.
You can't. It's just, it flows.
Atchison, I mean, we didn't pick Atchison to go deep in the playoffs preseason or anything.
No, really didn't.
But I've been a fan all year.
Yeah. Well, the offense has just been putting up points every
Insanity.
Week. Average, I don't know what they ended up finishing at, probably 45, 46 points per game.
Yeah. Right on par with that. Well, we left you with we talked about Atchison and their loss tonight. Ends their season at 10-1. Great season by A High, the Phoenix.
Phoenix.
And so now we will go down to 3A, and we're gonna have the four teams left in 3A. Bozzy, our four teams that have each already played each other once. Each of them had tight games. One of them was a little bit bigger than the other one, though. One of them on the west side was Cheney upsetting Andale, ending the 57-game winning streak.
Yeah.
But Cheney squeaks by Clay Center tonight, 23-21.
Clay Center, that's a team, obviously we don't talk a whole lot about them.
Yeah.
But that's a legit football team. They gave
What's
Andale.
The mascot?
The Tigers.
Tigers, yes. They gave Andale a little bit of a scare, as much of a scare as you can give Andale last
season. What's a scare, Boz?
I don't know even what the final score was. A couple touchdowns. I mean, that was the thing. They were in
you
the game.
You keep within Andale of four scores, that's a scare up until the Cheney game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Clay Center,
fair point.
They kind of hung with them.
Yeah.
Then they come back, and Cheney, after they knock off Andale, then they give Cheney a game tonight.
Yeah.
And, man, it's tough because Clay Center's got a good football team. They've run up against some buzzsaws the last couple of years.
Last year, that was Wamego. They lost to Wamego en route to theirs. Then Wamego ended up getting runner-up in state in 4A. No, that doesn't make any sense.
No, they lost to Andale.
Andale, so, sorry.
Yeah. Where'd you go with that? I mean, you went off the rails.
Is it midnight? Daylight savings time is really messing with me right now. I feel like it's 11:15. All right. So on the east side, though, top side of bracket, the Holton Wildcats, Chris Boswell.
Yep. Holton just continues to get better. We had the caller earlier, Mark Pruitt, talked about it. This is what Holton does. This is their recipe since 1996.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what Holton is going to do.
Yeah.
Early on in the season,
yeah,
guys are figuring stuff out. It takes them a little while to progress, but you see that improvement each and every week, especially from the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys figure out who they got to block. They know what's going on as the season progresses, and they're playing good, good football.
Yeah. And what's different right now, Boz, than earlier in the season? Let's even say 4 weeks ago with that offensive line. What's different?
Well, I think you're understanding who you're blocking. They also struggled early with untimely penalties, false starts, holding, those kind of things that kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit. But that kind of goes hand in hand with not knowing exactly what you're doing.
Sure.
You get in the wrong position, you reach an arm out, you hold somebody, or you're thinking about who I got to go block, so you jump early.
Yeah.
Those kind of things, those penalties hurt them early in the season. They're cleaning that up.
Yeah.
They're
getting healthy, too.
Yeah.
We got to see tonight that a young man.
Logan Altenberg.
Just a real nasty injury
week
one against Omaha Central for him. Had to have surgery. I can't remember how many screws and plates and a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
It was a gruesome injury. First game back tonight, and he was a difference maker.
Well, I love it. I mean, here's the thing. Logan Altenberg, fantastic young man, super good kid. You hate for him to miss that entire season because of an injury. You hate any kid to miss their season because of that, but it was awesome. You see him in the game, and I kept hearing tonight, like, did he say Altenberg?
And I was
Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking with the call.
I
said, no way, he's back.
No.
And he was. That's awesome.
He was out there.
I love it.
So Holton will take on Hayden, a rematch of a few weeks ago. Hayden won 24-7. But that was a game, Boz, that you heard on 103.9 and also watched on the Holton channel. 24-7, but Holton had multiple turnovers inside the 10-yard line. If those things don't happen, and they had some untimely penalties in that game. I understand that football is a game of momentum, and it's a game of taking advantage of your opponent when they make mistakes, and Hayden did that against Holton.
Yep.
If Holton doesn't have those things happen, do they win that game?
If Holton does what they did to Wellsville,
okay,
and what they did tonight,
okay,
controlling the ball, moving down the field, limiting the turnovers, and punching those into the end zone for touchdowns,
yeah,
That game against Hayden is different.
It
absolutely is.
Can I do some comparisons really quick?
Sure. What you got?
Again, this is all on paper, so take that for what you want. Tonight, Hayden wins 64-19 over Parsons.
Yeah.
Okay? Parsons, their only loss of the season was to Frontenac. Okay?
Yep.
They lost 10-8. Holton tonight beats Frontenac 35-22.
Yeah.
So as I do all this mad scientist stuff. Hayden's going to win by 3 touchdowns next week. On paper.
Yes. That's a paper thing. Not going to happen.
They match up different. They know each other.
This is
where there are so many good games next week now. But I think this one is a top 3 of next week.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, we could go back a long, long ways. The history between Hayden and Holton. There's no love lost between these two teams. And just another rematch. We saw this last season. You get into a chance to win the districts. Holton defeats Hayden. Then you meet him again in sub-state. Holton came out with 2 wins last year versus Hayden. Now you flip the script.
Yeah.
Hayden's got the first win, looking to get the second next week.
Yeah, and last year, both those games were at Holton. This year, Both the games at Hayden.
Both in Hayden.
This and is why, folks, 3-8 down, it matters who wins the district.
Yeah.
For this exact situation.
Yep.
And another reason why the bottom of the bracket, Andale, they're going to Cheney.
Yeah.
Because Cheney beat them in district.
And that's where they beat them earlier this season.
Yes.
Cheney.
Shout out Cheney Cardinals.
Yep. Boy, things could get a little shake up next
I'm
week.
I'm excited.
I love
for
it.
Next week. Holton hits the road next week to Hayden. Moving to 2A. Oh, buddy.
Yep.
I wish that I would have had some cool, fun music like playing right now.
You probably should have thought
I should have thought of that.
Yeah.
But I didn't. But we've got the Battle of Nemaha County, take two. These juggernauts doing the battle once again. Nemaha Central defeats Osage City 53-27 tonight. Sabetha knocks off the Cubs of Humboldt and sends them to hibernation 49-18. Nemaha Sabetha, that's going to be in Seneca this time at Nemaha Central. What a fun game it's going to be.
It's just awesome. I mean, I these teams that have the rivalry, and obviously with these two being so close together, they face each other, it seems, every season late in the playoffs. There's so much on the line. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Nemaha Central, just really, really good this year. We've seen it week in, week out. You can't argue. They just do whatever they want. I mean, they're putting a ton of points on the board. Their defense is rock solid, shutting out teams all season long. But... Sabetha played them close in the first half.
Yeah.
And that's what they did the year before.
Right.
They hang with them for a half.
Right.
Nemaha Central kind of wears them down a little bit in the second half, and they're able to get that lead and get the win.
Yeah.
Now, you go back to the last game, though, Sabetha.
Okay.
They had an injury there. They kind of had to move some pieces around. It disrupts your flow on offense and your guys playing specific positions. You move your receiver to the quarterback. Now you don't have a threat, really. You do, but not what they're used to.
It's just different.
It's different.
Yeah.
And so if Sabetha's healthy, which they are now, they're playing really good football.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a clash, two monster teams going at it.
I mean, again, and I think the fact that we talked about this with Holton Hayden, these two teams know each other super well.
Yeah.
Coach Glatzik, Coach Michael have so much respect for each other for what they've done. We talked about Axel earlier. 37 straight wins, longest streak in Kansas. Well, you know who's got the longest streak in 11-man football?
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Nemaha?
Nemaha.
Nemaha Central.
Nemaha Central. 24 straight for the Thunder, who continually roll right now. But, again, I ask you this question, Boz. When it comes right down to it, everything comes into line with these two teams. Pedigree, recent history success, state titles. I said on paper, Hayden wins by 3 touchdowns. I say on paper, this game is a toss-up from paper perspective. Just because these two teams are so good.
See,
what are you looking for tomorrow or next week?
Well, I think the big key for me, can Sabetha score? Can they put points on the board? They struggled the first meeting to get points on the board.
Right.
They have the capability. Sabetha, they've got the guys. They've got good skill players. They got a great quarterback. They've got a fantastic offensive line. They got size.
Yeah.
If they can find a way to control the ball, march down the field, and put points on the board and put some pressure on Nemaha, I think it's a different story. If they can do that early in the game.
Well, let's just talk tonight then. Nemaha Central, the first time this year, they really got pushed early.
Yep.
Right? They were up 26-7. And then here comes Osage, 26-20. Chink in the armor.
Yep.
Uncle Mo maybe on your side. Nemaha didn't blink, Boz. Third quarter, pick six. Oh, hey, another pick six. Oh, hey, how about a punt return for a touchdown? They found ways to score non-offensively in a game that it seemed like, okay, maybe their offense is going to struggle a little bit. That defense that's been so
exactly.
good.
Exactly. Well, that's
so good.
the defense is everything. I mean, what they say, defense wins championships. Defense for Nemaha has been outstanding this season. You don't go through what I wish I'd had the number in front of me. What they have, 7-8 shutouts this season? They had 7 in a row, I know, at one point.
Yeah.
They don't let teams score points. They may give up some yards. They bend but don't break.
8 in a row.
8 in a row shutouts this season.
Yeah.
Again, really hadn't been tested until tonight. I don't even know if you call that a test. Maybe an early first half type test. But, I mean, you're right. Nemaha doesn't blink. They're going to continue to do what they want to do. And their offense is so potent.
What's their quarterback's name again?
Carter Hike.
Hutt.
Carter Hike is a sophomore, having a just unbelievable season. Some of the numbers this kid's putting up are just ridiculous. But here's one thing, too. You know, it's funny because Nemaha, they do not the same schemes that Holton does, but everybody knows what Holton's going to do. They're going to run the ball. They're running the option, wishbone, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nemaha, they know.
Or whatever,
yeah. Carter Hike,
yeah.
They know that the offense runs through him. A lot of quarterback reads. He's going to get a ton.
And nobody can stop him.
That's it. They still can't stop it. Carter Hike, not, a phenomenal passing quarterback.
What's the definition of insanity, Boz?
Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result.
I feel like that's what defenses are doing against Carter Hike sometimes.
They can't figure it out.
They can't figure it out, so they're just sitting there in their insanity because they're okay, well, I'll try something different. Well, that's the same thing someone else tried. This is the type of kid, the type of athlete, and I just want to say that, you know, comment was made that he was replacing his brother, you know, and taking over the quarterback position from his brother. Well, that wasn't the case. His brother played running back.
Yeah.
And anybody that watches late night news, maybe it gets my reference there, but the fact remains that this is a kid that's just hard to prepare for, and like a Holton, we're going to talk to Beth again on the flip side here, but like a Holton, you might put 8-9 guys in the box, but you're still giving up 5 yards a rush.
And yeah,
Carter Hike, it doesn't matter if you've got 3 spies on him at the linebacker position, he's got 5 hosses in front of him.
That's the key.
Yeah,
that's what I was waiting to jump in there, because Carter Hike does not have the season he's having without those dogs up front.
Them dogs.
Just controlling the line of scrimmage. Holden Bass having a really, really good season, and I don't have their roster in front of me, but I think you got another guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, Sabatha knows what's coming.
Yeah.
When a thunderstorm comes to you, you know it's on its way, right?
Yeah.
The Jays understand that the Thunder's rolling. What have they got to do? What does Coach Michael this next week look at?
Yeah. So we talked about it several weeks ago. We talked about it with a lot of teams. If you want to keep a team from scoring, keep them off the field.
Yeah. Amen.
Don't let Carter Hike get the ball on offense. If you're Sabatha, you have to control the ball. And Coach Michael loves to run the ball, control time of possession, move the chains. That's the key for Sabatha.
This is a state title game.
Yeah, it is.
Is it not?
Would you not love to see this matchup for a state championship?
Why? Again, come on, Keisha. I know Keisha's getting a lot of bad rap this past week for many different reasons. They've been getting a bad rap the last year for other reasons.
Yeah.
But would it not make more sense to be like a 4A, 5A, 6A, where you rank your teams so that your top 2 teams in the class don't play each other for a sub-state title?
Yeah, that makes sense. I think you could figure out a way to make that work.
I agree.
But that's what it is. It's a
year in, year out issue for the smaller towns, for the smaller communities that have to bloody each other up and only one will go to state. This should be a state title game, bar none.
Yeah. It's going to be fantastic. And the cool thing for me as a coach, you know, they're going to start preparing. They already know. I mean, they've got tons of film on each other. No surprise. They've got all the film they need. They're going to put together game plans on both sides. How are they going to attack this game, and what do they need to do to win the game? I'd like to be on a fly on the wall in some of these coaches' meetings.
No doubt. All right, we're going to get to 1A here in just a second, but we're going to get to some recaps right now. You've been waiting patiently. I appreciate your patience. Here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, Boz and I are fired up, though. It's postseason. Substate is on the horizon. On 92.1, we're just talking Nemaha. So let's go to Jared Sleppy. He had Nemaha Central as they take out Osage City tonight, 53-27 in a game that was close early. Jared, what happened tonight?
A lot to unpack here in this Nemaha Central victory. 53-27, the final score. The Thunder get the win over a very good Osage City team to advance to sub-state. Well, the Thunder got off to a very fast start, going up 14-0 thanks to rushing touchdowns from Carter Hike and Cooper Kramer, and an interception as well from Carter Rottinghouse. That was on the first play from scrimmage for the Indians. But then after that, the Indians would get their first score of the game, make it 14-7. Nemaha responded with two touchdowns of their own to go up 26-7. And it kind of felt like the Thunder were going to start rolling. But Osage City was able to make a comeback. They would score on their next drive and then force a turnover on a fake punt from Nemaha Central. They would storm down the field 61 yards and score on a fourth and goal from the 2-yard line to make it 26-20 at the half. Coming out of the third quarter, immediately a 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Carter Hike. Osage City, though, was able to respond with a touchdown of their own and regroup themselves, make it 33-27. But then a 10-play, 80-yard drive that every single play was a Carter Hike run, and they were able to cap it off to make a 39-27 lead for Nemaha. The next drive was disaster for Osage City. It was a pick six from Carter Hike on a 4th-and-12 from their own 33-yard line to make it 46-27. And then on the very next play on the Indians' offense, another pick six from Cooper Kramer this time to make it 53-27. Both teams would trade turnovers, but that would be your final score. 53-27 is your final. Carter Hike goes for 245 yards on the ground on 29 carries. He had 3 touchdowns and 2 fumbles lost. Also over the air, he was 6-for-9 with 58 passing yards, a touchdown, an interception. And, oh, by the way, had 2 interceptions on defense and a kickoff return for a touchdown. He is your player of the game for sure. Once again, your final score, Nemaha Central 53, Osage City 27. Here from Seneca, Jared Slubby from the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Jared, thank you so much for that recap. Carter, hut, hut, hike! With a great game once again for the Thunder. They roll. They move on to sub-state next week against Sabetha. Well, let's talk the Jays here. Sabetha, they played at home against the Humboldt Cubs, and they got the victory tonight, 49-18. Logan Bitterman on the call from the Sabetha Channel.
On this Friday night here in the Class 2A football playoffs in the state of Kansas, we saw two teams, both with identical records at 9-1, enter the night here in Sabetha as the Cubs of Humboldt would be in town to take on the Blue Jays. Both teams starting early, not able to hold on to the football as both teams would have fumbles either way, but the first score would be a 48-yard fumble scoop and score by Sam Hole for the Cubs, and the Cubs' two-point conversion would not be good, so they would have a 6-0 lead given at that point. Sabetha would then find the end zone on a 22-yard touchdown pass by junior quarterback Mitchell Kramer to Christian McAfee. The extra point would be good. It was 7-6 after that. Sabetha would then find a 70-yard touchdown pass by Kramer to a wide-open Nate Minold, and they would go up 14-6, an 8-point lead. However, right at the end of the first half of play, Humboldt would get a 79-yard touchdown pass, kind of a Hail Mary pass, if you will, from Blake Ellis to Jacob Harrington. The two-point conversion attempt, once again, no good, and it was 14-12 at the halftime break. After halftime, it was all Blue Jays, as Sabetha would get a 4-yard touchdown run by Colin Middled, and it was 21-12. Then on the next drive, Sabetha would have a 15-yard touchdown run by, once again, Colin Middled, and it would make it 28-12. The next touchdown, again, by Sabetha was a 5-yard touchdown pass this time, the third one on the night for Mitchell Kramer, as he gets it to Tyler Middled, another tight end for the Blue Jays, and it was 35-12 at that point. Then Mitchell Kramer, not only can he throw the football for touchdowns, he can run it. He gets a 5-yard touchdown run, and made it 42-12. Humboldt would once again, though, get on the scoreboard as Blake Ellis, the quarterback for the Cubs, would get a 1-yard touchdown run and make it 42-18. However, right at the end of the game, Sabetha would get a 1-yard touchdown run of their own by backup running back Kellen Winger, and the final score would come out at 49-18. The top two players for the Blue Jays in the win, Colin Middle, he would rush it for 23 carries, 126 yards, and 2 touchdowns on the night. Mitchell Kramer, through the air, would go 10 of 12 passing with 205 yards and throw for 3 touchdowns as well. Humboldt falls to 9-2 and ends their season tonight in the sectional round matchup. And Sabetha, they go to 10-1 and will be on the road next week for a huge sub-state matchup in the second time this season and second time in back-to-back years as they're playing their in-county rival, Nemaha Central in Seneca next week. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bierman.
All right, Logan, thank you so much for that recap. As he mentioned, we've talked about it. Nemaha, Sabetha, take two for 2 years in a row in Seneca next week. Well, we talked about the dark horse for old Mr. Spalding this season quite a bit, didn't we?
Yep, we did.
JCN tonight, man, did they take it too?
They were on fire.
Opie tonight. 52-0. That was the game you heard on 103.9 KNZA with Brandon Tadman. B-Tad, take it away.
For the first time in school history, the Jefferson County North Chargers have advanced to the sub-state round of the playoffs. In Class 1A, they were hosting Opie on Friday night, a perennial power who had won back-to-back titles in 2020 and 2021. But the Chargers put this one away early and on their way to a 52-0 win. Just impressive from start to finish for JCN, who's now 10-1 on the season. Opie started the game with the football. Four plays in, a fumble, and an early turnover. JCN capitalized on a short field of 39 yards. Connor Kearns got the first score. 8-yard run made it 8-0. And then a scoop and score on Opie's next possession. They fumbled again, and Ethan Knoll picked it up, ran it in from 16 yards out. Blink of an eye, 14-0 Chargers. And then Opie's third possession, another turnover. This time Grady Knoll with an INT. But JCN held to a punt on their next drive. 14-0 going into the second quarter. JCN, two touchdown drives in the early portions of the second quarter. Both Grady Knoll this time, 3-yard run, and then a 35-yard run. JCN had a 30-0 lead at the half. And they would put this game away with three more touchdowns in the third quarter. This time it was Connor Kearns who had big runs. Well, Grady Knoll, should mention him again. He had a 10-yard run, opening drive of the third quarter, made it 36-0, and then back-to-back possessions after that. Connor Kearns, 67 yards on a touchdown run, and then the following drive after that, 72 yards, and another house call. It was 52-0 at that point, and a running clock was issued once we got to the fourth quarter. 363 total yards in the game for Jefferson County North, just 145 for Opie. The rushing yards, 267-71. Grady Knoll tonight, 4 of 10 passing for 104 yards. He had 17 carries, 73 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And Connor Kearns was our player of the game. Again, he had 8 carries, 167 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Jefferson County North will now take on the top-ranked team and the lone unbeaten left in Class 1A, St. Mary's Colgan, in the semifinals next Friday night. But JCN, they've never been this far before. But now, celebrating here tonight with a big sub-state round berth, thanks to a big victory over Opie. Again, the final score, 52-0, Jefferson County North. They advance to the sub-state round for the first time in school history. I'm Brady Tadman, reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Brandon, thank you so much for that. 52-0, just a dominant win by JCN. Holding their opponent, did you hear that? 145 yards?
Yeah.
In the game, what was Opie averaging point-wise coming into the game? They were averaging 31 points a game.
Yeah.
31. You get blanked.
JCN's defense is no joke. We've talked a lot about their offense and how many guys they have that can do different things, but their defense, it's just been rock solid season.
What did Coach Schneider say to us last week? That he's got, what, 18 kids 10 kids that go both ways for his team.
Yeah.
I mean, these are kids that don't get breaks. We know they're a little bit banged up, too. This is a JCN team that's a little bit banged up. They found a way to not only get a win, to dominate so they can rest a little bit.
Yeah.
When's the last time you thought a team like JCN has never been to a sub-state game before? By the way, we mentioned it once. Let's mention it again. Mentioned with Grandpa Gary. This is the second week in a row that JCN went up against an opponent they have never beaten.
Yeah.
Ever.
0-6 last week against Centralia.
Yep.
0-4 against Opie.
Yep.
Boom. Knock them off.
Dub.
They're going to keep this streak going next week.
Never. Well, I've never. I can't confirm this, but never beaten Pit Colgan. Throw it out there. They've never beaten him, Boz. No chance next
that's
week.
That's what we're saying.
There's zero chance JCN wins. Don't worry, JCN fans. That's the it's the reverse psychology trying to come out there. But I think, again, this is St. Mary's Colgan team that they can put some points up.
Yes.
They're a team that took out the defending state champs tonight, 33-8 in St. Mary's. And this is a Pitt Colgan Panther team that holds their opponents to very few points. Boz, they're outscoring their opponents, Colgan is, 53-12 in their games.
Well, they're the real deal. I mean, Colgan, they're 11-0. You mentioned the points. Their offense is just firing on all cylinders. They've got big duo, dynamic duo, quarterback, receivers. I mean, they're putting up 53 points a game.
Insane.
53 a game. Averaging or only giving up
12.
It's all right. JCN, you know, we talk about it. Obviously we cover JCN, we know JCN, we don't know a ton about Pitt Colgan, but JCN, you talk about Uncle Mo and momentum. This team has got to have so much confidence right now.
Sure. Why not? Why shouldn't they?
Exactly. You have two big time wins last 2 weeks. They're riding high. Emotions are high. Coach Snyder's going to get them settled down this week. They're going to start preparing probably tonight if their coaches are excited. I'm sure they're already looking at stuff. And
they're sleeping this weekend.
They're sitting around tonight. They'll probably be up late just watching film and looking at things. So they're going to be well prepared. Here's one thing that I really like about JCN, and Coach Snyder has talked about
the judges.
How tight this group is.
Yeah.
And we kind of see it tonight. You mentioned they're banged up.
Yeah.
You know, one of their guys not fully healthy, and what do?
Yeah.
They rally around him. Okay, we can still win and play really, really well. Let's pick up the slack for him, and we're all going to do what we need to do to make sure we get another big win.
Yeah.
They just play for each other, and that's awesome.
Tight-knit group, and the phrase that comes to mind for this JC and Charger team, when you're going down to Pitt Colgan, a long drive, one of the very, very few teams that I would say does not fall into the Southeast Kansas football realm that I always say about Southeast Kansas football just isn't as good. This Pitt Colgan team's an anomaly to that.
Yeah.
But this phrase I feel like is JCN. Why not us at this point?
Yeah.
It's been their motto all year.
Yeah.
Why not us? Okay, so the common opponent between these two now. St. Mary's, the Bears. JCN stumbles, loses by two touchdowns to him. Tonight, Pitt Colgan beats him 33-8. On paper, Boz.
Yeah.
Colgan wins this game by three touchdowns.
Yeah, Colgan really, you would think when you just look at it and dissect it that way, Colgan runs away with this. I mean, they really do. But that's why you play the game.
Yep.
That's why you play the game. I mean, it's you never know what's going to happen. And I, you know, like I said, JCN, you roll down there, you take a long bus drive down there.
Yeah.
And really, what's the expectation?
Yeah.
I mean, are people going to be mad if you go down and lose? Are you going to feel like you let everybody down? I mean, they've got nothing to lose. There's no pressure.
Why not us?
Go down there. Why not us? Let's knock off Colgan.
Yeah.
11-0. Give them their first defeat. Kick them out of the playoffs.
Get themselves to a state title. Hey, they're already making a first of ever.
Yeah.
First time ever in a sub-state game. Why not make it to a state title game? And while you're there, why not just win one?
Come on, let's go.
JCN at Colgan next week. Let's go to Holton. We talked about them earlier, defeating Frontenac tonight. Justin Fluke, he was excited last week, Buzz.
Oh, he was.
Recap. You think he was a little excited tonight?
I'm going to say yes.
Sorry, I cut your mic off. What'd you say?
I'm going to say yes. He's always excited.
He's excited because Holton moves on. They're going to a sub-state title game once again against Hayden.
For the fourth consecutive season, the Holton Wildcats are heading to the sub-state. They'll play in a state semifinal for football for the fourth year in a row. And get this, 20 times now in the last 21 seasons, the Holton Wildcat football team has registered at least 7 wins. Holton improved to 7-4, never trailing Friday night and defeating Frontenac at home by a final score of 35-22. The Wildcats scored on the very first drive of the game as senior quarterback Eli Hallauer on a 3rd-and-9 went for a 43-yard touchdown. The extra point missed, but Holton had a 6-0 lead. They pitched a 3-and-out on defense, but then Holton went 3-and-out and a Frontenac drive that resulted in a fumble inside the 10-yard line. A couple possessions later, Holton scored, and again, it was Eli Hallauer, this time on a 38-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion by Bodie Dillon made it 14-0 Holton. Frontenac would get a late score at the end of the first half, and it was 14-7. Frontenac also getting the ball early in the second half, down only 7, and would appear to get the football in Holton territory, but they fumbled a punt return, and Holton got it and capitalized. A 25-yard Abbott Hundley touchdown run after that fumbled punt by Frontenac, and Holton had a 2-score lead again. Frontenac and Holton both traded end zone punches late in the third quarter. Holton had 29-15 going into the fourth, and they would put the game away on a 4th-and-6 with a halfback pass, as their only pass attempt of the night was a Bodie Dillon 33-yard strike to a wide-open Caden Gale, his first varsity reception as a sophomore. The touchdown, and Holton got the win 35-22. Cal Turlip rushed for a late touchdown. He had 2 rushing TDs and was 15 of 29 passing for 225 yards. But get this, Frontenac had 2 turnovers, Holton had 0. And for the second week in a row, the Wildcats were perfect, 3-for-3 on 4th downs. Holton ran for 468 yards in this game on 58 carries. Abbott Hundley, 240 yards rushing on 26 carries. Eli Hallauer added 120 yards rushing. Bodie Dillon had 52 yards rushing and the big touchdown pass to Caden Gale, as well as a couple 2-point conversions for Bodie Dillon as well. Holton wins it 35-22. They've beaten Frontenac 4 of their 6 meetings now in the last 9 years. The Wildcats are 7-4 and get a rematch against Hayden, which they lost that game 24-7 back in week number 7. Frontenac ends their season with a record of 7-2. Their wide receiver Wyatt Frazier did have a good game, 143 yards on 7 catches, but Frontenac only ran for 91 yards and was out-physicaled by the Wildcats, who didn't make mistakes and win their 4th consecutive game advancing to sub-state. I'm Justin Fluke reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Fluke, thank you so much for that recap. Again, Holton, Hayden, next week. We got to get to another break. We'll get down to 8-man after this. Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball as well. Stick around.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel
on your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brett Edwards with Edward Jones and Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Don't let your internet connection fall short this season. As the leaves change and the temperature drops, it's the perfect time to cozy up and enjoy blazing fast internet. When you switch to the high-speed internet service this fall, you'll receive a free month of service. Say goodbye to slow, unreliable connections, and hello to streaming, gaming, and working from home with ease. Embrace the season of change with Change for the Better at Giant Communications. This offer available for a limited time, so you better act fast. Visit GiantCOMM.net for all details for the Fall into Savings promotion going on right now at Giant Communications.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz, and special shout out Seth Tollison producing this thing for us here tonight. Big thanks to Seth for that. Bozzy, we are in substate round.
Yep.
Now, the season really has flown by.
Oh, it's I can't believe it. Gone so fast.
We're now heading into substate. We go all the way down because Valley Heights fell tonight to Medicine Lodge here this evening. So their season, the Mustangs, a great year by them, 8-3.
Yep.
Fall into a tough Medicine Lodge team.
Yeah.
So now we go to 8-man Division 2.
Let's get serious here.
And the 37-game winning streak of the Axtell Eagles. Still intact.
Yep.
Domination Station, still intact. Axtell just dismantles a 9-1 Osborne team. a team that has got pedigree.
Yeah.
A team that has been dominant some, you know, recent memories. But this Axtell team, hey, they don't care about other people's past.
No.
They care about what's in front of them, and that is now. They're looking in the mirror just a little bit. They got 37 straight wins. But just like any other good coach, Coach Detweiler, his assistants, Craig Wiebe, hollering out just next game at one game at a time.
Day by day.
And Brian from Axtell hollered at us earlier.
Yep.
And he said, if we get past Frankfurt next week, because the Wildcats, your dark horse,
yeah,
preseason.
Told you.
Again. When we say dark horse, when I'm referencing JCN, Boz is referencing Frankfurt, we're not saying we pick these teams to win a state title. We pick these teams as teams that were not getting very much love preseason that we thought would be leaps and bounds better than what they were last year and leaps and bounds better than what people predicted them to be this year. And, you know, maybe our picks on the weeks that we went to games weren't very good.
We can't pick games to go watch.
But we picked two teams preseason back on August 25th. If you don't believe us, go to MSCSports.net, pull up the scoreboard show of preseason.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you a pat on the back.
Nice
giving,
job, buddy.
Giving me a pat on the back and just saying, hey.
We did something right.
We did something good. So let's talk about that. Frankfurt at Axtell next Friday, winner to a state title.
Yeah, this is going to be a big-time showdown. And if you're Frankfurt, you played them earlier this season, and you got mm-hmm. shut out,
mm-hmm.
46 zip.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
at Frankfurt.
No, we were there,
night.
Cold, really cold
wind.
Night. That was kind of the first cold night of football season, and it wasn't great weather. But if you're Frankfurt, you forget about that. You can't think about what's happened and, oh my gosh, here we go. We got to play Axtell again. We haven't beat them. Axtell, they've had some trouble with Frankfurt in the past, not during the recent streak, obviously, but Frankfurt beat Axtell in 2016, 2019, 2020. They know how to beat Axtell. I think the big thing for Frankfurt is you've got to go in and you've got to figure out a way to slow down this offense for Axtell. Axtell's averaging 57 points a game.
Yikes.
Just, I mean, they're
straight.
They're mercy rule everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, just that's what happens. So defensively, you've got to find a way, put together a game plan that's going to slow down Axtell's offense. Maybe you force a turnover, you get more time on the field. And I think Frankfurt, if they can control the ball, Wes Anderson having a great season for Frankfurt at quarterback, if he can take care of the ball and they can put together some drives, they keep Axtell's high-powered offense off the field, then I think Frankfurt's got a chance. And the other thing, if they can keep it close early. You know, when we were at that game, Axtell ended up scoring a couple times late in the quarter, and it goes from what might be a 1-2 point game or
right.
two score game
right.
to four. I mean, instead of being
sure.
down 14, you're down 28.
Yeah.
And now you're on the verge of getting 45 the second half.
Boom.
So it can change so fast. So Frankfurt's got to find a way to slow them down. And the other piece of it is it's just the juggernaut that Axtell is.
Yeah.
You got to score points.
You have to. You're not going to stop them. This Axtell team, this offense, and again, shout out Brian for calling us, and he nominated Mr. Bussing, Sawyer Dieters,
yep.
the offensive line for Axtell, and they have more size. They have the equivalent of size that you would, again, would see in 2A, 3A. They got that in 8-man division 2.
Yeah.
The second smallest classification in the state. Those boys, if they were playing at a 5A school, Boz, would be starting on the offensive and defensive lines.
Yeah, absolutely. Those guys are hosses.
Hosses.
And that's, again, that goes
like
to...
Like you said, the dogs.
The
they
dogs.
Are some dogs.
The thing is, they just control the line of scrimmage. Brandon Smelsley, the quarterback for Axtell, I said, I think...
Tell me about
one
it.
Time earlier this season, I'd love to be playing his position.
Shoot,
he's
yeah.
not getting pressured. He can sit back and throw the ball as well as he does.
Yeah.
I mean, you got no pressure. Those guys up front, they're taking care of you. If you want to run the ball, fine. Let's run behind those guys.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
It just makes things so much easier.
It's like when you go in, you know, you go to a resort. You go to, you know, hey, you want to go swim in the pool? That's a little bit more, you know, work. That's some not so dominant offensive linemen. We'll call that the pool. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
What he's got is he's got the lazy river. You hop on a tube and you just chill. And you just float around and go wherever the current takes you. That's what he's got with his offensive line.
Yeah. Those guys just are having a heck of a season, and it just makes things so much easier. Eli Broxerman for Axtell, I mean, the guy's putting up a ton of yards, rushing the ball. But again, you're running behind those guys.
Yeah.
And they're not the only ones on the on the offensive line, but when you've got two big dogs like that,
oh
man, it makes it tough. So that's the thing. Frankfurt, they got to find a way to score some points.
Yeah. So let's talk Frankfurt. Wes Anderson, great start to the season for him. Top 15 in all classes, passing yards
yeah.
early on. Again, then he kind of hit that part of the schedule where maybe a little bit more quality of opponent, take on an Axtell team where he struggled. Again, cold night, windy. But again, hadn't faced a team like Axtell yet.
And the thing with that game, Axtell, they pressured him
yeah.
like crazy.
Look at the Linden game for Frankfurt earlier on in the season, the only other game that they dropped this year, 70-24 or 70-20, I think, in that game. Again, what did Linden have? Hosses
Dudes.
Up front. A Kansas State commit up front. Division I athlete on the line. So, again, we're talking up Axtell. What does Frankfurt have to do? You said they got to score points. But points are going to be something that are going to be hard to come by.
Yeah. It
on
is.
Paper, we did this. I'll let you get going. But on paper, we did this for every other matchup for next week. On paper, looking at common opponents, looking at head-to-head, the mercy rule is in effect in sub-state games.
Yes.
On paper, Axtell wins by mercy rule in the third quarter.
Yeah, it is what
it is.
On
paper.
Yeah. Now, the key, again, I think for Frankfurt, you know, we mentioned they got to score points. How do they do that?
Sure. Yeah.
They've got to protect Wes Anderson. They have to let him have time to throw the ball. He can't be running for his life. When we saw him play last time against Axtell, Wes Anderson gets the snap, maybe a one, maybe a two count, and he's running for his life.
Yes.
That can't happen.
Correct.
If you want to win that ball game, you've got to find a way to give him some time, and maybe you roll him out of the pocket a little bit. Get him out, give him an option to run, pass, see what's there. But he can't be running for his life.
I mean, you and I are not coaches by any stretch. You and I are not football gurus by any stretch. But when we watched that game, I saw over and over you're mentioning about no time in the pocket. And Wes Anderson, when he was dropping back to pass, was waiting on 5, 10, 12-yard routes to develop. And that's not happening. You don't have that kind of time. You like to see some screen action?
Yeah, maybe you get some guys out in space. You find ways to get the ball out quick.
Yeah.
There's different things you can do. You can run screens. You can run quick outs. You can run some slants. I mean, just quicker patterns and things that might develop a little bit faster that get the ball out of his hands early.
I still think it's going to be a great game. I mean, every matchup that we've got next week from 3A on down, I mean, we're lucky, dude. We got four matchups in the sub-state round, and all four are good.
There's lots of folks around the state that are sitting at home tonight,
yeah,
not doing what we're doing.
They're listening to us, and they're like, man, I wish I lived in Northeast Kansas. Yeah,
they don't have anybody to cover. We got four outstanding games.
Four outstanding games next week, and we'll give you a quick rundown of all of them one more time. But we got to take our final break here of the night. We've got a quick rundown of every matchup. We're going to get to your local college level and professional. It's all coming up here next on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz. It might be close to 11 o'clock, but get up and jump. We're going to Substate next week. Stick around. One more segment coming up next.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Denison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Don't let your internet connection fall short this season. As the leaves change and the temperature drops, it's the perfect time to cozy up and enjoy blazing fast internet. When you switch to the high-speed internet service this fall, you'll receive a free month of service. Say goodbye to slow, unreliable connections, and hello to streaming, gaming, and working from home with ease. Embrace the season of change with Change for the Better at Giant Communications. This offer available for a limited time, so you better act fast. Visit GiantCOMM.net for all details for the Fall into Savings promotion going on right now at Giant Communications.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Dorsey. As always, super, super happy Friday evening. Super happy? Super good.
Super.
Super.
Either
super.
One. We can be good and happy.
Good and happy at the same time on a Friday night. Boz, it's 33 degrees outside right now.
It's cold.
Ooh, baby, I love this time of the year. Nice and chilly. It is football weather, my friend.
No doubt.
And we've got sub-state action. We've got four different sub-states. We came into tonight with nine different teams staying alive coming into the sectional round. We lost some, but honestly, Boz, I mean, we've got three, four, five, six, seven teams left.
Yeah.
Seven. That's insanity, my friend.
Awesome. What did you say earlier? Northeast Kansas
football. Shout out. Did I count wrong? We have six. I'll let you count that up.
We got Holton, Nemaha, Sabetha, JCN, Axtell. We got six.
Six, yeah.
Yep.
Bad math there. I won't tell you who my math teacher was. Don't want to make him embarrassed on this show. He also coaches football. Anyway, so we've got six teams that move on to next week out of nine. Still, just absolutely insane. And it's again, we're truly blessed here in Northeast Kansas to have consistency that we've got on the gridiron here as well. So in 3A, we told you we're going to go through everything one more time. But before we do, Boz, you've got a long list, my friend.
You want to get some of these?
Let's get some of these out there. Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. The phone was lighting up not only for people that wanted to call in, but they wanted to give some shout-outs to some kids as well.
Yeah, we had a lot of nominees, just some great performances tonight. We're going to start off with Sabetha. Mitchell Kramer had himself a night. He
Welcome back to quarterback, Mr. Kramer.
That's right. He was 10 for 12 through the air, 205 yards with three touchdowns. He also had three carries, 47 yards, and another touchdown on the ground.
That's why he's a difference maker.
It's different. It just is.
Yep.
Bauman can be the quarterback, and he does a fine job, but it's not the same.
Not the same.
So, heck of a night for Mitchell Kramer. Four touchdowns on the night. Let's go to Nemaha Central. You heard a recap with a lot of stats on this one. We've heard his name before. Carter Hike had himself a ball game.
Hut, hut!
I was waiting for it. There it is. Carter Hike. Hank, just bear with me here for a minute. We got a lot. 28 carries for 245 yards. Three touchdowns.
That's a good running back, right?
You would think. Good running back, but he does that from the quarterback spot.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's not bad having a quarterback that can run the ball a little bit, is it?
Yeah, and then he can throw a little bit. 58 passing yards. Didn't need to do a whole lot. 4-1 passing touchdown. He also had two defensive interceptions. One of those, pick six.
Oh, okay.
To top it off, he has a 99-yard kick return for a touchdown.
Have a night.
Five touchdowns on the night for Carter Hike. Heck of a ball game for that young man.
Mr. Hut Hut.
Hut Hut. Carter Hike Hut Hut. Let's go Hut, to Hut Hut Hike. Hut Hut Hike.
Yeah.
All right. JCN.
Charges.
They just a heck of a night. Love listening to their success. It's awesome.
Yep.
Got a couple guys for JCN. Grady Knoll. He had 100 yards passing tonight. Also had 73 rushing yards and three touchdowns.
Oh, that's not bad.
On the ground.
Yeah.
Heck of a night for Grady Knoll. Also good night, Connor Kearns.
Uh-huh.
Eight carries.
Okay.
167 yards with three touchdowns.
That's a lot per carry.
Touchdown runs of 67 yards.
Okay.
72 yards.
Gee money.
Guy had a ball game.
Yeah, he did.
20 yards per carry.
Showed
Come
out.
On. And then we had Ethan Knoll. He was a nominee. He was a Grandpa Gary.
Grandpa Gary nominee.
Don't have the stats for Ethan, but he's a nominee. Grandpa Gary called.
Had a baby, Grandpa Gary.
Yep. Let's go to
show favorite.
I love it. Yes. let's go to Holton. Abbott Hundley had himself a ball game.
Man,
tonight.
He's had a couple the last few weeks.
He's had some big games. Tons of yards on the ground.
Yep.
When that boy gets rolling,
look out.
I mean, he's a big back to bring down. Tonight, mm-hmm. he had 26 carries, 240 yards,
yo,
with two touchdowns. Big piece of that Holton win tonight. Heck
yeah.
of a game for Abbott Hundley. Then let's go to Axtell.
Okay.
Talked about those guys a little bit tonight. We're going to start.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly. We're starting out with the linemen. Sawyer Dieters,
yeah.
Grant Bussing, those guys getting it done up front.
The dogs.
The dogs up front doing the work. And the beneficiaries of that, a couple
mm-hmm.
guys here. Brandon Schmelzley, quarterback for Axtell. 8 rushes, 77 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
5 of 6 through the air for another 96 yards and 3 more scores.
Not bad.
5 touchdowns on the night for Schmelzley. Eli Dang. Brocksterman.
Okay.
Another beneficiary of the dogs up front. 2
no.
rushes for 82 yards.
Two?
Just two.
Two rushes.
You don't need
That's
to do
41 yards a carry.
Yeah. You don't need to rush too many times. 2 rushes, 82 yards, 1 touchdown.
Gee,
also had 3 receptions for 45 yards. Another 2 touchdowns.
Gee, money.
We talk about Axtell, a high-powered offense.
Uh-huh.
That's 2 examples of pretty big numbers.
High-powered.
Yeah.
You're going to have a tough time.
This one is
tonight.
Is by far. And here's what's crazy. This is sectional football.
Right.
I mean, geez, cream rises to the top, maybe. These guys
That's
putting
right.
up some big-time numbers.
They're like, hey, what do they say? Big-time players make big-time plays in?
Big-time games.
There's no question mark. You
yeah.
know that.
Well, I was like,
big-time games.
Big-time games?
Yes.
Yep.
Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. Those young men showed out tonight. Here's the thing, before we get into 3A and do our quick little rundown, we are guaranteed 2 state title games this year, 8-man division 2 and 2A. The MSC Sports Radio Network, guaranteed. So even though you're going to be eating Thanksgiving dinner, the trip to Fan, you're going to have to run it off in time, otherwise you're going to miss some state title games on the 25th. So guaranteed 2, but the opportunity of 4? A real, real opportunity for 4? Insanity. I think I've said that too many times tonight, but...
A few times. That's all right.
Insane in the membrane. All right. So, 3A, Holton, taking on Hayden. Take 2 at Hayden. Boz, final thoughts about that.
It's just going to be another situation with Holton. Ball control. Ball control. Eliminate the penalties. Don't turn the ball over. Take advantage of the opportunities that Hayden gives you. I think this is going to be a really close game. I think Holton has a huge opportunity to get this win and move on to state.
They will take on the winner of that game. We'll take on the winner of Cheney and Andale. Another rematch from district play at Cheney. Andale, Cheney, that'll be a good one.
Will you see a different team in the state title game?
Don't count your chickens.
I'm saying, well, Cheney's got mojo over Andale.
Mojo.
Although Andale might be really fired up
you imagine?
After that loss.
Coach Dylan Schmidt, he's going to have those boys ready to play, I think.
Yeah.
2A, Battle of Nemohai County, take 2 for year 2 in a row in a sub-state. At Seneca, Nemohai Central hosting Sabetha. Final thoughts in this big-time matchup.
So you're Sabetha, Nemohai, you do what you do.
Sure.
No question, their defense is rock solid. They're shutting teams out. They're not going to change anything. They're going to keep doing what they do. I think if you're Sabetha, you want to stay in this ball game early. Don't let Nemohai get out quick. Ball control is key for them as well.
I think in that ball game, the 2 quarterbacks are the key for both sides.
Yeah.
If Mitchell Kramer plays like he did tonight for Sabetha,
yep.
Sabetha stays in that game. If Mr. Carter Hike, sophomore phenom for Nemohai Central, plays the way he's been playing, Sabetha's going to have a hard time staying in that game.
They will, yep.
Winner of that matchup takes on Hoisington and Norton. Hoisington upsets Southeast of Saline tonight in 2A. 1A, the Chargers. Man, the JCN Chargers. Shout out Winchester. Shout out Nortonville. Conglomerate of 2 communities to form 1 school. JCN takes on St. Mary's, Pittsburgh, Colgan, Southeast Kansas, next Friday. Boz, your final thoughts.
It's a tough, tough task. No question.
Sure.
You know you're going up against a really, really good football team, averaging 53 points a game. If you're JCN, Defense is going to keep you in this game. JCN scoring a ton of points.
They are.
They can put points on the board, so the defense, if they can slow Colgan down, they've got a shot at this game.
Long drive, but JCN, I think they've got everything rolling in the right direction for them. Uncle Mo is on their side, and I think they've got the entire eastern side of the state on their side as well. Winner of that game takes on Conway Springs or Medicine Lodge. Conway Springs upsets Marion, and Medicine Lodge knocks off local Valley Heights here tonight. Eight-man Division Two. My gosh, here we go again.
Yep.
Another rematch from districts. Axtell, Frankfort, take two of this season. Substate round, this time in Axtell, the Eagles and the Wildcats. Boz, your final thoughts.
Another tough task for Frankfort. You know who you're playing. Lots of history there. Axtell's on fire, have been for quite some time. Frankfort has to control the ball. That seems to be a theme. Axtell puts so many points on the board. Their defense is so solid. You have to take care of the ball. Keep the offense on the field if you're Frankfort.
Frankfort is one that, again, Axtell's won, what, 8 out of the last 11 games in this series, but Frankfort, they've had some success recently against this Eagle team, but 37 straight wins. The whole state's going to be watching that one. Winner of that matchup takes on the winner of Victoria South Central. Victoria, heavy favorites coming out of the West in eight-man Division Two. That's it for Substate next week. We're going to have a fun little show next week.
Yes.
It's going to be so much fun as we prepare for a state. And just a little programming note for everybody. This show was supposed to be over last week. Boz and I have been having too much fun. Couldn't stop it. So we were like, okay, we'll go one more week.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go one more week.
Let's keep going.
And then, talking about tryptophan, the day after Thanksgiving, we're going to have a special state preview show.
Okay.
Since we are now guaranteed at least two in a state title, that will be a fun show to do as well.
Yep.
Moving on to the college realm here. You'll hear this game on 93.7 KAIR tomorrow. Tom Counts on the call, 12:45 pre and 1 p.m. kick. Benedictine, man, are the Ravens rolling right now. Tall task, though, against Mid-America Nazarene tomorrow.
This one's a tough one for me. Benedictine having a heck of a season. They're 8-2 on the season. Mid-America's also 8-2. Mid-America's on a little bit of a roll. They lost to Baker several weeks ago, 40-7. Baker just destroyed them. Mid-America's won three in a row. They just defeated Missouri Valley last week, 28-24. But Benedictine, man, they're on fire. They've won seven in a row. Offense is averaging 442 yards
come
per
on,
game.
Ravens.
40 points per game.
See, I root for more than one Ravens team.
You got a Raven thing going on.
Holla.
Well, here's the thing with Benedictine. Their defense only giving up 16 points per game.
Yeah.
They've got a great opportunity right now. Beat Mid-American Nazarene, and they're just kind of writing their own path through.
Here's the thing, though. BC loses this matchup.
Yeah.
It's now a three-way tie for a top of the South Division in the heart of America. So it's a big game perspective as well. BC wins. They win the South. They fall. It's a three-way tie, and then you're going into tiebreakers at that point because BC beat Baker, Mid-America beat BC, Baker beat Mid-America. So that's
just take care of business. Benedictine.
Exactly.
Get it done.
Do what you've been doing. Make it eight straight. How crazy would that be? Ending the year, going into the playoffs, eight straight wins. Not too long ago was this BC Ravens program in a national title game down in Florida. Tom Counts, I know you're listening. I know you want to go back down again.
Yeah.
Try and make that happen once again for BC. Peru State, man. Bobcats lost one last week to Clark University, 31-17. They now dropped two straight. They will play tomorrow against Culver Stockton for their final game of the season. Highland Community College, Bozzy. Scotties. Man, we've been pumping them up a lot lately.
Yes.
They've been playing so well. They play a Hutch team, number one team in the country.
Yep.
13-0. We talked moral victories, if there is any, that was one of them. But they fall to Iowa Central last week, 41-13, the most points that defense had been giving up in their winning streak. and even in the game against Hutch, was 13 points to Hutch.
Yeah.
They hadn't given up any points. The defense has been playing great.
No, they've been playing fantastic. And you look at that Hutch game and say, man, you held the number one team in the country to 13 points.
Yeah.
That's something you can hang your hat on and build some momentum. Then it kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
Iowa Central just too much for them. And sometimes when things go bad, they'd start to snowball. And Highland probably wants to forget about that one.
Highland does not play tomorrow. There are some other junior college Division I games tomorrow, and so as far as I can tell, the playoffs will start in a couple weeks. Highland might be on the outside looking in after that game.
Yeah, that's the tough part. They had a really good season.
Yeah. Got it together, really was on a roll. It all started with that shutout.
Shutout, first in school history.
First ever.
Then they went ahead and did four total.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next college realm.
Come on.
To the number 16 ranked Jayhawks? Is this basketball?
Can you say that again?
Is this basketball? The number 16 ranked Kansas Jayhawks. Is this football we're talking about?
It is football, folks. I'm telling you. KU having a season. They're 7-2. That is really, if you're a KU fan, you're in uncharted territory.
Oh, yes, you are.
We haven't had seven wins for a long time, but they got the win.
2008.
2008.
Last time.
That's a long time. Long time. But KU got another win against Iowa State last week, 28-21. And you're right, first time they've had seven wins since 2008. It's just nuts to me. KU playing really good. Iowa State made a run late, got it to within 3 points in the fourth quarter. And I've been a critic
of Jason Bean.
Yep. I have. I've just thought, man.
Not our guy. We need Daniels.
Exactly. He's not the guy, But, man, he's flat proven me wrong, everybody else wrong. Jason Bean is doing what he needs to do.
I was a believer in him, that he could turn the ball over.
Yeah, that was a problem.
That was an issue. He's cleaned it up.
He's not going to throw for 500 yards in a game. He's not going to throw seven touchdowns. But the big thing we needed out of Jason Bean was don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Don't throw picks. And that's what he's doing. He had the huge touchdown pass to Lawrence Arnold after Iowa State got it to three, sealed the deal.
Go ahead.
Well, the whole thing was, he went 14 for 23 through the air for 287 and a touchdown, no picks.
That's the big stat.
That's the huge stat. No turnovers from Jason Bean. Just the guy is doing what he needs to do.
But I think also offensive coordinator from KU, I have no idea what his name is, but you're a KU fan, you don't know the offensive coordinator's name?
No.
Do you know your defensive coordinator's name?
No.
You know, K-State, Joe Klanderman's defensive, Colin Klein's offensive. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
You know your team. Know your staff. Offensive coordinator for KU has put him in good situations.
Yes, he has.
And that play call you just referenced, and Lawrence Arnold, after the big field goal, Iowa State was rocking. Ames, Iowa, after dark, is a tough place to play.
Yes,
and when
is.
They're in their blackout jerseys, the crowd was in it. And was it second play on that drive? A little speed option fake, and he takes three steps back, Arnold wide open.
Yeah.
And that's, again, great execution by the kids, but you got to give credit to the coordinator for that. He saw something in that defense, and I think he's just putting Jason Bean in big situations. They're at home tomorrow against Texas Tech, a team that was a dark horse team in the Big 12 preseason, not really living up to the hype. They're 4-5. Do you think the Hawks get it done tomorrow?
Absolutely. I think they do. Because one thing I didn't touch on, the defense. KU's defense is really, really playing well. That's something they had to improve from last season. They got another pick six. That's two games in a row, pick six from the defense. They're playing really well. I think that's going to be too much for Texas Tech. Texas Tech just kind of struggling right now, but you never know. That's why you play the game. You got to go.
So with the win?
Yes.
Listen, I've been doing predictions all season long. Bozzy now, he's been sitting in the shadows, folks. And I don't want to predict anything, I don't know if this is real. It's kind of that, is this a mirage? Now that KU's 7-2, he's like, I want to jump in on this. Go ahead.
I want to jump in. Well, here's the thing. If KU beats Texas Tech tomorrow, they'll move to 8-2 with a home game left against K-State.
Emaw, baby!
The Sunflower Showdown. Now,
Governor's Cup.
Just think about this. There has not been...
Are we going to Fairy Tale Land right now?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Has there been a game, a Sunflower Showdown, the matchup KU-K-State with this much hype? You look at it and say,
probably 2008.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a game for me where, as a KU fan, you look at it and say, okay, this is a game that we should compete in. I'm not saying who's going to win that game
yet. Right.
But
on paper. shows KU.
It would show KU.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's down the road a little bit. But they got KU, or excuse me, K-State. Then they go on the
confuse K-State for KU.
I did a little bit there.
Yeah.
But that's all right. They go on the road to Cincinnati to finish the regular
terrible
season.
Terrible Cincinnati team.
And what I'm saying, Jake's prediction was 8-4.
With a bowl win.
With the bowl win. I'm saying they could go.
Or sorry, no, I was 9-4. You keep forgetting my bowl win.
Well,
9-4 with a bowl win.
Okay, 9-4. I'm saying the K-State game is, I did it again, KU, I start to say KU, K-State. The game against K-State is the trigger here.
Teetering.
It's KU, I'm saying they could finish 9-3 regular season. And then they get a bowl win, 10-3.
Are you calling this, or are you saying could? Come on.
I'm going to call that, 10-3.
10-3 with a bowl win.
10-3 with a bowl win.
11-22 on November the 10th, 2023. Boz predicts KU to finish 10-3 with a bowl win.
10-3.
Okay.
Love it.
Good for you. My prediction is still possible. 9-4 with a bowl win
possible
is what I'm thinking for KU. However, that would mean that they would have to lose two of their next three in the regular season in order to win that bowl game. I don't think that they lose tomorrow at home. I don't think they lose at Cincinnati. I think they lose to K-State just because it's my fandom. But, I mean, even with that, KU's, I would say, yeah, they're going to finish 10-3 this year.
Yep.
Woo! K-State, Ema! With a loss, they still stay in the top 25, ranked 25th in a game of the year for the Cats. Had every opportunity. They do this every year. Man, I'm getting fired up. I got to stand up.
He is. You should see Jay. He's wiggling in his chair. He's messing with his mic.
They get every year against Texas. This is what K-State does. They struggle in the first half, dig a big hole, massive second half changes. They come out on fire, and they again, K-State has a chance to kick an extra point to go ahead 28-27. They make the extra point, but they couldn't hear the whistles. Texas was offsides.
Yeah, so far.
99% of the time, you don't blow that dead.
Yep.
Because especially the defender let up. So I'm not trying to say that was the reason why they lost. But my point remains, the very next extra point attempt after that half the distance to the goal, our holder, Marysville, shout out, Jack Bloomer. But there was a miscommunication from the center and Bloomer.
Wasn't even looking.
Bad botched snap. Cats can't convert. 27-27. And then a missed field goal later by the Cats. K-State had every opportunity to win that game. I think that they proved to America that they are that team. When you look at their loss at Missouri, 61-yard SEC record field goal to win it.
Yep.
At Texas, a ridiculous amount of events that had to happen for them to lose that game. And then I can't even remember who the other loss was at this point.
Who was it?
I don't know. Oh, Oklahoma State.
Yes.
While we were doing a scoreboard show, the Cats, I mean, Will Howard looked like it was his first game ever and threw a pick six. That was the difference in that game. So, yeah. I mean, K-State easily, you know, could they be 8-1? Absolutely. Could they be 9-0? Probably not. But they should at least be 7-2 right now. They're not. They're at home against Baylor tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Cats, I think, they opened up at 22-point favorites tomorrow. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I hate large spreads. I hate when people are hyping up your team because that's usually just leading up to a letdown.
Yeah.
But the Cats, I think they get the win tomorrow. I just now saw your deal. See, my season prediction for 10-2, in all caps, Boz puts, not going to happen. Impossible for that to happen now, and chances for a Big 12 title out the door.
Yep.
So the Cats got to try and rebound. Then we got Nebraska. Well, we were hyping them up. Even had a Nebraska fan call in last week.
Yes, we did.
And then I got a text from him actually on Sunday that said, I will never call and talk Nebraska.
Bad mojo.
It comes back
on us.
It does. Again. Everything does. Everything comes back on us. We're not bad guys. Nebraska takes on Maryland, who just got walloped after Nebraska lost to a 2-6 Michigan State team last week to take on Maryland. They've got to really win out to have a shot at that Big Ten title opportunity. Going to the professional level now, and once again, a couple teams stay atop of the AFC. We'll start with the Chiefs in Germany. I mean, Perfectenschlag. First half for
it was.
The Chiefs.
Really was.
21-0. You get a, I mean, you couldn't
script it.
You couldn't have scripted it any better of a Tyreek Hill fumble return for a touchdown.
Yes.
For the Chiefs. And but here's the thing. A second half, once again, where the Chiefs struggle offensively. Andy Reid is might be the best coach in NFL history for the first 15 to 20 offensive plays.
Yeah.
Ever.
Story.
But after that, I feel like he struggles as a play caller. Because, I mean, prove me wrong, I guess, because the Chiefs in the second half of games this year, aside from the Chicago Bear game, they struggle in the second half offensively. This defense is the best Mahomes has ever had, is the only reason why this team is 7-2.
Yeah, they get, the thing is, you start looking at it, they get a lead, they get conservative, it's very predictable what they're doing, and it just leads to three and outs. They're punting the ball a lot. They're giving the other teams opportunity. And then you put more pressure on that defense. Team starts, they give up a touchdown, they give up another one. I mean, Dolphins made a comeback on that in that game in the second half, and I felt like, oh, here we go. I mean, this is what's going to happen. They get a lead, they give it up, now we're in a close game.
Yep.
And it fortunately, they hung on. And that was a big win for them. They
Huge.
Really needed that win against the Dolphins.
That's a head-to-head matchup for when we're looking at seedings, rankings at the end of the year, playoff formats. Huge head-to-head win for the Chiefs. The gauntlet schedule, they're on a bye this week. It continues, though. Home against the Eagles on Monday Night Football in a week. At the Raiders, at the Packers, at home against the struggling Bills. Does not get any easier.
No, it doesn't. It's going to be a tough...
Can we defend a tush-push? The brotherly shove, whatever you want to call it.
Can we defend it?
Can we defend it?
Sure.
Nobody else can.
Oh, can we? Chiefs,
as the Chiefs, not
that?
You and me.
You're like, what are we talking about
yeah,
here?
Not you and I. We're not. We're getting freaking broken if we did that.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a really hard deal to stop.
It
I
is
mean,
third, second, fourth, doesn't matter, and two.
No. Yeah.
And the Eagles are getting it every single time.
I don't know how
we
you
can talk
stop
more
it.
About that next week, I guess.
Yeah, that may be a next week topic.
All right, and then the flock. Anything? No? Okay. The Ravens, big-time win. Lamar's record improves now to 18-1 against the NFC. 37-3 domination from the opening kick for the Ravens
yeah.
over the 5-2, formerly 5-2 Seahawks.
And that was when you were a little, you were like,
I
hey,
was leery.
Seahawks, that's a good football team.
Yep.
They do some nice things, a little bit concerning there, but yeah, Ravens.
Seahawks came in leading the NFC West, which has the Niners in it. They were arguably the third best team in the NFC. And the Chiefs, the Ravens just beat them down 37-3. Big time matchup this week against Jared Sleppy's Cleveland Browns. Last time was 28-3, the win by the Ravens in Cleveland. I'm feeling good about it at home. What are you?
Oh, I think the Ravens take care of Cleveland. They're on the struggle bus. I think they're going to take them out.
I think the Chiefs finish the season still at 13-4. I think the Ravens finish at 14-3. That is still my pick for
All right.
an AFC championship game later on in January. Our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. What you got, bub?
You know, I'm half tempted just to read this list and say, here's my guys. All of them.
We're
giving out 8 game balls. But
listen, this isn't 2018. We're not picking a player to bank on where you just can't pick one. I need you to pick
one. I'm going to pick one. This was really hard.
I agree with you. And folks, really thank you for calling in and giving us these nominees. These kids all played phenomenal tonight.
They did. Just really, really good performances across the board. But I've got to go with Carter Hyke, Nemaha Central. And here's why. I did it on the offensive side, did it on the defensive side, 2 interceptions, a pick 6, 99-yard kick return for a touchdown. Those things combined with 28 carries for 245 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 58 passing yards and a touchdown.
Big night.
That's my Lucre Chiropractic Game Ball winner.
Carter Hyde, congratulations. 2-time winner now for the Game Ball. Next week, Holton at Hayden in 3A, Sabetha at Nemaha in 2A. JCN at Pitt Colgan in 1A, and then 8-man Division 2, it's Frankfurt at Axtell. We'll be here to recap it all next Friday night for Seth Tollefson, for Joseph Curry at Care Country, for my partner Boz. This has been Jake. Hope you have a great weekend and take in some more football this weekend. We'll see you next Friday. Substate coming up.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by BNP Propane, by The Elevator in Valley Falls, Lucre Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Giant Communications, Gallons of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, by Bruna Implement Company, by the Denison State Bank, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, Commercial Tire Solutions, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technologies, by Edward Jones, by Sunflower Community Credit Union, and by Helena Agrisystems. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.